Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Dalet, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, the last Amid of Perek HaNesrothin, and the first Amid of Perek HaNechnokim. So the Gemara on the top of daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph brought a braisa that discussed if somebody does the Avoida improperly, whether it was a Zor that did the Avoida, or it was a Kohen that did the Avoida while it was Tomei, or not wearing all the begadim that he was supposed to wear, or perhaps he was a balmum, he was an oral. So there was a whole list of halacha. Sometimes it's chayiv misa, sometimes it's misa bidei adam, sometimes it's misa bidei shamayim. There are times where if somebody does the avoida improperly, he won't be chayiv misa at all. Could be even only asim midrabanan. And then there were some examples where the Gemara said it's a machloikis tanon. Either way, the braisa said that an oral, a kohen that does the avoida, if he's oral, literally, nishgamalit, an oinein, or if he's an oinein, yoishay, or if he was sitting as opposed to standing, the braisa said ba'azhara. Ba'azhara meaning that there's no misas bezdin, all it is an azhara. We're going to see Rashi sheet and the sugya is that even though the braisa says azhara, which at first glance sounds like, at the very least, it's an isadei raisa, azhara means it's only aser midrabonim. So a kohen that's an oral. Now, why would a kohen be an oral? Not because his father forgot to give him bris milah when he was 8 days old, and he was negligent to make sure when he became bar mitzvah to give himself his old bris milah. But Rashi said in the beginning of the sugya, it's talking about someone who had two sons. Both sons died machmas milah, where we say that there's a chazaka that the third son shouldn't have bris milah either. So he's an oinus, and it's for that reason he doesn't have bris milah. Even someone like that, who technically has a right not to be gemalit, the Rav told him, you can't do bris milah. It's a sakana. He's a chassid shait if he gives his son a bris milah, or if he gives himself a bris milah. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he's an oodle, and it's for that reason he's not going to be able to do the avoida. An oinin or a yoishev, all three of them were bazar. Says the Gemara, Arul Minolin. How do we know that an Arul is not allowed to do the avoida? Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Dovaz Amitarius, Mesha Benelog Lamanu. It's actually nowhere in the Torah. Adshe Bo Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamanu. So this is one of the halachas that we know from Sefi Yecheskel. There are many halachas that we learn from Sefi Yecheskel. The most notable halachas are the laws of Avelos. Hilchas Avelos are learned from Sefi Yecheskel. The Gemara always says, and before Yecheskel came, how did we know Hilchas Avelos? So the Gemara says we had a Messiah. There was a Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. It was a tradition. It was a Messiah. For also Yecheskel Va'asma Chakras. So this is another example where it's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah that an Oral is not allowed to do the Avodah. But Yecheskel Ben Buzi in a Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel taught us that the Halacha is an Oral can't do the Avodah. What's that Pasuk? Kol Benechar. Oral Leiv Va'Oral Basar Le'Yavah Yav Mikdashi. That an Oral Basar, an Oral, is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So you see from there that an Oral is not allowed to do the Avodah. Rashi speaks out, by the way, if the Makar is a pasuk in Yecheskel, it's not even a pasuk in the Torah, it means it's not aser midiraisa. It means it's only aser midirabanan. So when we say that an oral can't do the avoida and it's an azara, it means iser dirabanan. There's going to be no malchus either, because you can't get malchus for violating a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. You get malchus for violating a pasuk that's in one of the Chamishei Chom Sheterah. But for a pasuk in Yecheskel, there's not going to be malchus either. Oinei minolon. How do you know that an oinei is not allowed to do the avodah tichsev? Because the pasuk says, "Umenam mikdash lo yetze, v'lo yichalales mikdash alikav." So the pasuk there is referring to the Kohen Gadol. That if a Kohen Gadol finds out that one of his relatives died, he's now an oinein. Umin hamikdash leyetzei, says the Torah. He's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, because if he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, he will be defiling the Mikdash. V'lo yichalel es mikdash aleikav. So what do you see from there? Only the Kohen Gadol, when he finds out that one of his relatives died, rendering him an oinein, has an azara of umin hamikdash leyetzei ha'achar. But an ordinary Kohen, a Kohen Hedyet, Shelo Yatza, who doesn't leave, Chila, to the contrary. So a Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, he could do the Avodah, and he doesn't have to worry that he's making the Avodah Chilul. V'lo Yichalel Es Mikdash Alekav, because he's a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol does the Avodah, even when he's an Oinein. But it sounds like anybody else, a Kohen Hedyet, that would do the Avodah while he's an Oinein, the Halach is, he would be Mechalel the Avodah. Amalei Rav Adah L'Ravos, Rav Adah told Rav, V'nei Lov Chilul Chilul Mitzvah. If the Makar, the Pasuk that says, V'lo yichalel es mikdash aleikav, if that Pasuk says the word chilul, then why don't we learn Gzeir Shava, chilul chilul from Truma? Because by Truma, the halacha is that if somebody's tameh and he eats Truma, he's chayev misa b'dei shamayim. V'shamru es mishmarti v'lo yisu olav chet, the Pasuk says. U'mesu boy ki yichaleluhu ani Hashem mikatshav. So the Pasuk says regarding somebody that's tameh and eats Truma, ki yechaleluhu. He was mechalel. So you see the word chilul by truma, and you see the word chilul by an oinein doing the avodah. So why don't we say malahalam b'misa afkam b'misa? Just like a tame that eats truma is chayev misa b'dei shamayim, so too an oinein that does the avodah should also be chayev misa b'dei shamayim. Why are we saying he's not chayev misa? All it is a nazara. Why don't we learn chilul? Chilul. So the Gemara says because mik siv be begufe. It doesn't say mefurish in the pasuk anywhere that a kohen hedyet that's an oinein that does the avodah was mechal the avodah. Mechlala kasi. We derived it. Meaning, it said that the kohen gadol is allowed to do the avodah when he's an oinein. And he doesn't have to worry about being mechalal the mikdash when he does the avodah. You don't have to worry about the chilul. So we were able to prove from there, michlal la'avat hashemeya, that a kohen gadol who does the avodah when he's an oinein is not mechalal. Which means that a kohen hedyet that does the avodah when he's an oinein is mechalal. So we know that a kohen hedyet that does the avodah is mechalal. But it doesn't say it mefurish in the pasuk. Being that it doesn't say it mefurish in the pasuk, hevi dover habom in haklal. It's something that I only know from using my reasoning, but it's not mefurish. Anything that I know from michlal lav atashimeyahen, you can't use for gzeirah shava. That's one of the rules of gzeirah shava. So gzeirah shava has rules and regulations. One of the rules and regulations of gzeirah shava is that if something is mefurish in the pasuk, I can now learn from it with gzeirah shava. But if something is not mefurish in the pasuk, I only know it from a diuk, I can't use it mefurish. The fact that when an oinen does the avodah, he's being mechalal is not mefurish in the pasuk. It's a davar abam naklal. It's for that reason I can learn this gzeirah shava. Just one interesting thing. So the Gemara says that a kohen gadol was allowed to do the avodah when he was an oinein. A kohen hedyet was not allowed to do the avodah when he's an oinein. There's a medrash that says that when Hashem told Avram, take your son Yitzchak, va'aleu la'ova, bring him on the akedah. So Avram told Hashem, how could I do the avodah? I'm not a kohen. If I'm not a kohen, doesn't a kohen have to be the one that does the avodah? It's only a kodesh baruch hu. Even though you're not a kohen, mala ani alecha kila at a kohen gadol. I'll consider it as if you're a kohen gadol. Why did Avraham Avinu have to be a kohen gadol? Why couldn't he be a kohen hedyet? Why did he have to be dafka kohen gadol? So I heard from the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yeshua Soloveitchik, he said in Chumash, he said it's pashit. Because the second Avraham Avinu was going to shecht Yitzchak, he was going to be an oinein. His son just died. An oinein is not allowed to do the avodah. But there's one exception. A kohen gadol could do the avodah even when he's an oinein. So that's why Hashem told Avraham, mala ani alecha kilo at the kohen gadol. But there's a bigger problem. The problem is that this was all before the Beis HaMikdash, before the Beis HaMikdash, who used to do the avodah? It wasn't Kayhanim, it was the Bechar. The Bechar used to be the one that did the avodah. Then Shevet Levi, after the Chet Egel, became the Amman Nivchar, and then it became the Levim, and later Aharon, and his sons, it became the Kayhanim. This is all before the Shehukam HaMishkan. If it's before Shehukam HaMishkan, really, Avraham Avinu shouldn't be telling Hashem, I'm not a Kayhan. What he should be thinking about, is he a Bechar or not? But really, Kohen at that point should have had nothing to do with it. So that's Ray that we've spoken about in the past. But either way, Zok to Gemara, Yoishiminol, and how do you know that if someone does the Avodah while he's sitting, it's a Nazara. So not Misa, but a Nazara. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Krah, the Pasuk says, Ki voy bachar Hashem Elokecha mikol shvatecha. Hashem chose you from all the shvatim, referring to the Kohanim, lamoid v'shores, to stand and to serve. So Hashem chose the Kohen to stand. La'amida b'chartiv, v'loy li'yeshiva. A Kohen is only considered chosen when he's standing and doing the Avodah. But if he's sitting and doing the Avodah, he's not considered chosen at all. And if you take a look at Rashi, quoting a Gemara Masech Tzvachim, Rashi says it's a real lumdus in this Gemara. The Gemara is saying is a Kohen only is a Kohen when he's standing and doing the Avodah. But when a Kohen is sitting and doing the Avodah, we don't even look at him as a Kohen. We look at him as if he's a Zar, to the extent that the Gemara asks Akasha that a Zar that does the Avodah is Chayiv Misa. So why is it that a Kohen that's sitting and does the Avodah is not Chayiv Misa? If you're telling me that there's a Pasuk that says, Kivoy bachar Hashem Elokecha lamoid, you're only the Amman Nivcha when you're standing, meaning when you're sitting, you're not even a Kohen. So if you're a Zar, when you're sitting, then how come if you sit and do the Avodah, you're not treated like a Zar that does the Avodah? And a Zar that does the Avodah is Chayv Misa. So how come if you're sitting and doing the Avodah, you're not Chayv Misa? Either way, it's the Gemara's Kasha, Zvachim, Chav Gimel, Amid Beis. So Ayin Rashi. But either way, so there were three types of psulim that the Braisa said, you're not Chayv Misa. All of this is an Azara. What were those three? An Oral, a Oinein,
not a Kohen Gadol, but a Kohen Hedyet that's an Oinein, and someone that does the Avodah when he is sitting. Balmum, what about a Balmum? If a Kohen's a Balmum and he does the Avodah, so that's Kachem 101. A Kohen can't be a Balmum. Everybody knows that. So if a Kohen's a Balmum and he does the Avodah, what's the halacha? Rabbi says a Misa, Yischai Misa. The Chachamim Oirim, the Chachamim say Bazar, all it is in Azar. My time, the Rabbi had Rabbi know Yischai Misa, this is because the Pasuk says, Ach, I'm reading from the side, El HaParoiches Lo Yavoy, Vel HaMizbeach Lo Yigash, Ki Mumbay. A person, a kohen that has a mum, he can't go to the pareches, he can't go to the mizbeach. In other words, he can't do the avodah. And if he will do the avodah while he's a balmum, he'll be mechalel the mikdash. V'yalev. So once it says the word chilul, that's the magic word in today's daf. Chilul chilul mitruma. We could learn exer shava. Chilul chilul from truma. By truma, it says also chilul. A tummy that eats truma was mechalal kachem. He was mechalal the truma. And we know a tummy that eats truma is chayiv misa. Malahalav misa afkav misa. That's what we know. That about mum that does davayda is going to be chayiv misa as well. Freit the gemara b'neilav chilul chilul minoisa. How do you know to learn the exer shava chilul chilul from truma? Maybe learn it from misa and say malahalav mekaris afkav mekaris. Say just like if somebody eats noisar, he's chayiv koris, not misa b'dei shamayim. So too, if a koyen does the avoida while he's a balmum, he should be chayiv koris. How do we know that he's going to be chayiv misa? So Rebbe says again, a balmum that does the avoida is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. How does he know that? Because it says chilul. And it also says chilul by a tomei that eats truma. Ma lahalon, just like over there, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. So to here, he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. For the Gemara, I'll tell you another parish in the Torah where it says the same word chilul. It says chilul by noiser. And noiser, you don't get misa b'dei shamayim. Noiser, you get chorus. What's the difference between chorus and misa b'dei shamayim? So that's a machlokes rishonim, Tosfos Yavama Staf Beis Amud Aleph. So that's, again, Ray that we've discussed other times. But the point is, it's not the same thing. There's Misa B'dei Shamayim. They're eerily similar, but again, not the same thing. And this chorus, how do you know to learn the Gzeirah Shava from Truma and tell me Misa B'dei Shamayim? Maybe learn the Gzeirah Shava from Noisar and tell me chorus. Zok de Gemara, no, Mitruma Havalei Lameilav. It makes more sense to compare a Balmum that does the Avodah to a Tommy that eats Truma than to compare it to a Kohen that eats Noisar. Why? Shekem Psolagof, Mi Psolagof. A Balmum has a Psolagof. There's something physically wrong with him. A Tomei has a psolagof. There's something physically wrong with him. In one case, he has a mum. Maybe he's missing an aver or something. In the other case, he's Tomei. But either way, it affected the guf. Noisar, there's nothing wrong with the kohen. The kohen's fine. The kohen's having a great day. It just so happens, the cheftza is problematic. The kachem itself is an issue. So it makes more sense to compare psolagof to psolagof. But the Gemara says, adirabim, noisar havalei lemelef. I think it makes more sense, actually, to compare it to noisar. Why? Shekin kodesh, pnim, pigol, Vinoiser, because there's four similarities that a balmum that does the avoida has to a kohen that eats noiser versus truma. Number one, noiser and balmum doing the avoida are both kachim, as opposed to truma, which is not kachim. Additionally, pnim, you do the avoida inside the Beis HaMikdash. Kachim usually becomes noiser inside the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen doesn't eat truma necessarily inside the Beis HaMikdash. Additionally, pigol v'noiser. All kachim have the laws of pigol and noiser, as opposed to truma that has nothing to do with pigol v'noiser. So you're telling me that you have a similarity between balmum and and truma. I think I have four similarities between balmum and noiser. So the Gemara says, Elo mitame sheshimesh gamer. You're right, you don't learn it. We don't know. Rebbe didn't learn that a Balmum that does the Avodah Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim learning it from Truma. Because if anything, it would make more sense to learn it from Noiser. He learned it from a Tomei that did the Avodah. And there it makes sense to learn from there because Gomar Psul Aguf, Mi Psul Aguf. Number one, they're both Psul Aguf. One is a Balmum, the other one is a Tomei. Again, not a Tomei eating Truma, but a Kohen doing the Avodah. And it's Kodesh Plim, Pigol V'Noiser. And it's all Kachim. So those four similarities, Mi Kodesh Plim, Pigol V'Noiser, you're going to have. So Rebbe holds that a Balmum that does the Avodah is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. How does he know it? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ach el ha-paroiches lo yavoy, vel ha-mizbeach lo yigash ki mumboy, velo yichal les mikdashi. And Lemaskana Sagamara, it also says Chilul regarding a Tomei that does the Avodah, and just like a Tomei that does the Avodah is Chayiv Misa, so to here you're going to be Chayiv Misa. The Rabbanon argued. The Rabbanon said that you're not going to be Chayiv Misa, all it is a Nazara. How did they know that? Amakra, because the Pasuk says, regarding a Tomei that eats Truma, boy. It says, Umesu boy, ki yechalalu ani Hashem akacham, and we learn from there, boy, v'loy b'balmum. Boy is a miyot to tell me that, boy, tell me that it's truma, is going to be chayim misa b'dei shamayim, but a balmum that does the avoida is not going to be chayim misa b'dei shamayim. Another machloek is Rebbe and the Chachamim. His is the me'ilah. If someone did me'ilah and he did it b'meizid, so what's me'ilah? If somebody goes and he benefits from hektish, hektish is off limits. You're not allowed to have hanah from hektish. Me'ilah is just a fancy way of saying you're not allowed to have hanah, you can't benefit from hektish. If you benefit from hektish, you're taking the hektish and you're making it chulum. Now we know if someone's moil by hektish, he brings a carbon asha. There were five people that brought a carbon asha. Chatas, everybody knows. If you do an aver b'shoigik that had you done it b'meizid, it would have been chayiv karis, that's when you bring a carbon chatas. When do you bring a carbon asha? When do you bring a carbon asham? Chatas is ba al chet, and asham is ba al chet. So chatas we know. How about asham? So there's five people that brought a carbon asham. One of the five carbon ashams was the asham mi'ilois, someone that was mild by hektish. But this is interesting. The only time you brought a carbon asham for being mild by hektish is if you were mild by shoigik. But if you were mild by mezid, you did it. Which, by the way, is a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush because the Ramban says in the end of Parashas Vayikra that there are two karbanas that were brought for an avera. One was a chatas, one was for an asham. And Ramban asked the obvious question, why do you need two karbanas for an avera? Why couldn't one carbon be enough? I mean, there's different types of karbanas. There's an oila, there's a carbon toida, arba tzrich and lahidas. There was the shlomim that you brought a yontif. Right, there's different karbanas that serve different functions. So you would think for each function, one carbon. If you did an avera, it depends. It could be it's a chatas, it could be it's an asham. Why couldn't it just be one carbon for all averas? The answer is, says the Ramban, because chatas and asham are very, very different. He said, you bring a chatas when you do an avera b'shoigik. You bring an asham when you do an avera b'mezid. And he says that the name asham has a connotation of you really deserve, or you did something a lot worse. Asham is miloshon shmama. Asham, you deserve to be completely wiped out. Chatas sounds like you had a bad day. You veered off. You fell off the reservation, you'll get back on the right highway, you'll continue going right. When you do an aver b'shoigik, says the Ramban, you're a chayten, chatas, okay, bring a carbon, you're going to get your kapara, do tshuva, you'll be fine. Asham sounds like you deserve to be a place. Says that's why the asham is much more chomer than the chatas. Yet you have by me'ila, very b'kiddish, that if I'm moil in hektish, even b'shoigik, I have to bring a carbon asham. Tremendous chiddush. It's related to the idea that echad shoigig the echad mezid b'chil Hashem. When it comes to chil Hashem, which is what me'ila is, there is no difference between a shoigig and a mezid. So that's really a whole nother discussion. So the ikur parsha me'ila is usually discussing someone that was mayil b'shoigig. Here you have somebody that was mayil b'mezid. His it b'me'ila. What do you do with this person? Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says b'misis chay misa chomin chomin say b'azor olas zanazora. My time the Rabbi headed Rabbi no yichay misa amar bo agamar chet chet mitruma. It says chet in the parasha of Me'ilov, Nefesh Kisimon Mal V'chata B'shkaga, and it says Chet by a Tommy that ate Truma, V'shamuras Mishmarti V'la Yisu Olav Chet, Mal Halam Misa, just like the Tommy that eats Truma, Chay Misa, Afkan, so too someone that's Hizid B'Me'ilov, he was Me'ilov Mezid, he's going to be Chay Misa. Rabbanon Amri, the Rabbanon argue, they say all is an Azara, for the same reason. Amakra, the Pasuk says, Boy, it says regarding a Tommy that eats Truma, it's coming to exclude Mila. So there were two machlokes in Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether Yechayiv Misa or whether it is going to be in Azara. What were the two machlokes? The number one, about Mum that does the Avoida, according to Rebbe Yechayiv Misa, according to the Chachamim, all this is in Azara. And the second one was Hizid b'Me'ila. If someone was Mael b'Mezid, according to Rebbe Yechayiv Misa, according to Rabbanon, all it is going to be is in Azara. Zor she Shimesh b'Mikdash. So the last line in the Mishnah on the Pe'alef Amid Beis was a zar shashimesh b'mikdash, a zar, someone that's not a kohen that does the avoid. Rabbi Kiva said bechenek, he's chayv misa. Misa's bezdin, which misa's bezdin chenek. The chachamim said misa b'dei shemayim. Tanya, a little bit more drashas. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel said nemar kan. It says v'azar v'akorev yumas. V'nemar lahalom, and it says regarding the das koyrach kol akorev hakorev el mishkan Hashem. You almost the das koyrach were all killed. 250 men were killed. Mal lahalom b'dei shemayim. Just like they were killed. Misa b'dei shemayim. Afkam b'dei shemayim. So too, a zar that does the avoda is going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. That's the makor to the Chachamim in the Mishnah that say that a zor that does the avoda is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, because it says hazor hakorev yumos, and it says the word yomos by the adas koyrach. Adas koyrach didn't get misa's bezdin; they got misa b'dei shemayim. So too here, misa b'dei shemayim. Rabbi Kiva says never kam hazor hakorev yumos. V'never lahalon, it says a different pasuk, v'anovi yahu oicholim Hacholoy mahu yumas. Talking about a Navi Sheker. A Navi Sheker, there's a guy who has dreams, has a Bala Chaloymas, he's a Navi Sheker. It's not real Nevuah. See, he's also yumas. Amala halam beskilo, Rabbi Kiva said, just like the Navi Sheker gets skilo, Afkan beskilo, so too he gets skilo. Now, the reason the Navi Sheker gets skilo, because the Pasuk is talking about a Navi Sheker that's convincing other people to do Avodah Zarah. So he's also a Meis Madiach. So he gets skilo, so too, and it says there the word yumas. So too, a Zohar that does the Avoida is going to get skilled. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri is a third Shita. Ma'ala halam mechenek, afka mechenek. Just like the Navi Hahu, or Chilam Acholam Hahu, that Navi Sheker that's causing people to do Avoida Zohar, that person gets chenek. So too, the Zohar that does the Avoida is going to get chenek as well. So in the Mishnah was two Shitas. In the Mishnah, a Zohar that did the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Kiva said chenek, the Chachamim said Misa Midei Shemayim. In the Brice, it's three Shitas. The Chachamim say Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Yechanan Ben Nuri says, what Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, he says Chenek. And here we seem to have a steer in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you're going to get Skila. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. But first, what's this Machloikis? So we have a three-way Machloikis over here. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, Kiva Sav, Rabbi Akiva holds down in Yumas, Meyumas. It makes sense to make the Gzeir Shava Yumas from Yumas. Hazara Korev Yumas. And regarding the Navi Sheker, it says also Yumas. So it's the same word Yumas. Just like their skila, so to hear skila. The ain donin yumas meyamus. As opposed to Rabbi Yishmael, he was the first sheet in the Brayso that learned it from Adas Karach. Over there it didn't say yumas. Over there it said yamus. So you're learning yumas from yamus? No, you learn yumas from yumas. Rabbi Yishmael said, Rabbi Yishmael holds donin hedim mehedit. The ain donin hedim inavi. Rabbi Yishmael says, I hear. It's yumas and yamus. It's not the same word. But it actually makes a little bit more sense to learn a zar, who does the avodah, who's a hedyet, from the Das Korach, they were hedyotis, as opposed to the Navi Sheker. He's not a hedyet. He's a Navi Sheker. Rabbi Akiva says, Kivin Shediach, Imloch a hedyet, Godom Izeh. He's not a real Navi. If he's a real Navi, then he wouldn't be a hedyet. But he's a Navi Sheker. Being that he's a Navi Sheker, so he's actually, Imloch a hedyet, Godom Izeh. My Kumifki, Rabbi Akiva, Rechem and Nuri. Okay, so that's the beer in the Machloikis, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Is it Yumas, Yumas, or is it hedyet, hedyet? Now we have another Machloikis. Rabbi Akiva said that this Navi Sheker is going to get Skilo. And Rabbi Yechim and Uri said the Navi Sheker is going to get chenek. The plukt to Rabbi Shimon and Rabban. The Machloekis says Machloekis Rabbi Shimon Rabban. Tanya went to the Brayso. Navi Shediach beskilo. A Navi that convinces someone else to do Avodah Zarah is chayv skilo. He's treated like a regular Meisa Mediach, just like a regular Meisa Mediach gets skilo. So too he's going to get skilo. Rabbi Shimon Aimer. Rabbi Shimon says bechenek. No, you don't get skilo. You get instead chenek. In other words, this Machloekis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the machloikis Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim that we've had previously in the Masechta, and that is whether a Navi Shehidiach gets skila or a Navi Shehidiach gets chenek. Fake the Gemara, Hanantanan, the Kasha that we asked before. I hear. So we have two Shitas in the Mishnah, a third Shita in the Braisa. The problem is we also have a Stira. We have a Stira Rabbi Akiva. Because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said, a Navi Zor Sheshimesh gets Chenek. And over here in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva says Skilo. Freight the Gemara, now tonight we're going to the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Bechenek. How could over here you say Skilo? Trey Tanai, Rabbi Akiva. You have to say it's two Tanam, Rabbi Akiva. And who are these two Tanam? The Gemara says very Geshmak. Masnis in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, Valib Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, who is, of course, Rabbi Shimon Bayechai, who is, of course, Rabbi Akiva's Talmud, who is the one that holds that a Navi Sheidiach gets Chenek. So if he holds a Navi Sheidiach gets Chenek, and the Makar of Zor Sheshimesh is learnt out from Navi Sheidiach, so it makes sense that a Zor Sheshimesh would get Chenek. Braisa Rabbanan Alivid Rabbi Kiva, whereas the Braisa is the Rabbanan Alivid Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbanan hold that a Navi Sheidiach gets Skila like a regular Meisa Mediach. If a Navi Sheidiach gets Skila like a regular Meisa Mediach, so then the Gzeir Shav is going to tell me that a Zor Sheshimesh also gets Skila. And Hadran Aloch, Elu Hein Hanisrofin. Zok the Mishnah Vaiter. Elu Hein Hanichnokin. So we had Elu Hein Hanischolin, Elu Hein Hanisrofin, and we had the Elu Hein Hanirogin. So how many Nischolin were there? So that was Perek Avram Yisus Bezdin, went right into Perek Ben Soyer Moira, 18. So if you counted it up, there were 18 people that were Chayev Skiva. Then we had the Elu Hein Hanisrofin. The Elu Hein Hanisrofin was the Bas Koyin, Eshes Ish, that's Mizana, the Pasuk says, Ve'esh Tisarif. And then there's the parish of Chamoisai. If somebody is Ba al Chamoisai, he's Chayv Sreifa. But we saw in the Mishnah, Chamoisai doesn't just mean Chamoisai. There are eight other arayas that are learned out from Chamoisai. Bitoi, Bas Mina, Bas Ishtoi, Bas Bito, Bas Mina, Chamoisai, Eim Chamoisai, Ve'eim Chamov. So it's really nine arayas where there was Sreifa, plus the Bas Koyin, that's Mizana. Then we had the Elohim Anarogin. Who are the Elohim and Aragim, Aroitzeach, and the Ir Hanidachas? And now finally we have Zokta Mishnah, Elohim Hanechnokim, Hamaka Avavim. If somebody hits his father and his mother, that's going to be the first sugya here in the Perek. Vagoin of Nefesh Mishrol, if somebody kidnaps a Yid, Vizokin Mamre Alpi Bezdin, that's going to be Hashanah Rabbah's daf. Vinovi Hasheker, a Novi Sheker. We just discussed that. Vahamisnabe Bishem Avidas Kechavim. Vahaba al Eshes Ish, someone's Mazana with an Eshes Ish, the Zoimime Bas Koyen Ubayalos. Even though a Bas Koyen, that's Mazana, gets Sreifa. But let's say two Edim said that a Bas Koyen was Mazana, and then we found out that really she was a Mazana. Vasisim Le Kasha Zomam. So usually what would you do to the Edim? You'd give them Sreifa. It's a special pasuk that says the Zoimime Bas Koyen doesn't get Sreifa. The Zoimime Bas Koyen gets Chenek. Additionally, the Boyal Bas Koyen doesn't get Sreifa, the Boyal gets Chenek, which is a Chiddush, because usually the Boyal and the Nevelis get the same Misa. Bas Koyen Ba'esh Tisarif was only said regarding her, the Boyal himself is going to get Chenek. Either way, so the first Sugya is a little bit of a lighter Sugya, and that is the idea of Maka Ova Ve'imai. So it says in the Torah, Maka Ova Ve'imai, Mosumas. It says also, you can't be Makalal Ova Ve'imai. Now, if someone's Makalal Ova Ve'imai, Skila, says Dom of Boy. Dom of Boy always means Skila. Maka of Ve'ima. That was the Mishnah we just learned. It says, you must Stam Misa. Stam Misa's Chenek. Zok the Gemara. Maka of Ve'ima. Minola. And how do we in fact know that if somebody's Maka of Ve'ima, he gets Chenek? Dechsev. Because the Pasuk says, Maka of Ve'ima, you must. V'chol Misa. Amur B'Tayra Stam. Inna Ola Chenek. Wherever it says Stam Misa in the Torah, what does it mean? It means Chenek. Fake the Gemara. Ima Adokotole Mikdol. Gemara asks an obvious question. Maka of Ve'ima means what? If somebody hits his father, the halach is, he's chayv misa. Now we all know the halach, the Gemara is going to say it in a minute, but a little spoiler. The halach is, he's only chayv misa if he's oisach habura, if he causes his father to bleed. But if he doesn't cause his father or his mother to bleed, he just hits them, the halach is, he's not chayv misa. But everyone agrees, you don't have to kill your father or mother in order to be chayv misa. When it says maka avavim, all it means is you hit him to the point where he was oisach habura. But you don't actually have to kill, which is a chiddush. You chayv misa for hitting somebody? Even though you didn't kill the person? So how do you know that? Maybe add the katal and mikto. Maybe the only time you chayiv misa for hitting your father and your mother is if you actually killed your father. Now it says maka. Okay. Maybe maka means you killed him. Zok the Gemara, it can't be. You know why? Kasolka daita katal chad besayif for avu bechenek. A retzeach is chayiv sayif. A maka avu ve'imoy is chayiv chenek. Now, according to the Chachamim, what's worse? Sayif or chenek? Sayif is more chomer than chenek. It's skila, then sreifa, then sayif, and then chenek. So it comes out, if Reuven kills Shimon, a random person, he's going to be chayif sayif. If he kills his father, he's going to get the lesser miso, he's going to get chenek. How could that be? So kedai tachkot al chad v'sayif, the other v'chenek, how could you get a worse punishment for killing a random person than for killing your father? It's certainly worse to kill your father or your mother. Zok the Gemara, but honicha, that's all a kasha l'mando amah chenek kal. That's a good kasha according to the mando amah that holds that chenek is more kal than sayif. So sayif is more chomer, then it doesn't make sense. L'mando amah, but according to the mando amah, who we know is Reb Shimon, who holds chenek chomer, that chenek is in fact more chomer. Mayikil ameimar, efshayeh, maybe makov v'imay means you killed your father. Now, if you kill anybody, you chayiv misa. It's true. If you kill anybody, you only chayiv sayiv. But according to Reb Shimon, the chenek is more chomer. Maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. Maka ava v'ima yumas. We're going to upgrade the misa, and you're going to be chayiv something more chomer. Elif says the Gemara, you're right. You know, I know maka ava v'ima, it doesn't mean you have to kill your father. Because midrash, the pasuk says, maka ish v'meis yumas. There's a pasuk somewhere that says, if somebody kills a man, or someone hits a man, v'meis and he dies, he's chayiv misa. Except there's another pasuk that says, "Oy be'eva yiko." If you hit somebody out of hatred, it was b'mezit. V'yomos, and the person dies, you're chayiv misa. Shema mina. You know what you see from those two pesukim? That kol hecha de ikakos stam lav misa. Wherever it says in the Torah you hit somebody, it means you didn't kill him, unless the Torah says mefurish that you killed him. But if the Torah doesn't say mefurish that you killed him, it doesn't mean you killed him. How do I know that? Again, make ish v'meis. When the Torah says maka and wants you to know that the person that was hit died, it says it mefurish. Maka ish v'meis. Oy be'eva hi ko biyadai. V'yomos. But by Maka Avim, it doesn't say he died. It says Maka Avim Yomos. If it meant he died, the Torah would have said he died. It would have said Vames, like it says by Maka Ish Vames, like it says Oybe'eva Hiko Biyadai V'yomos Shema Mino. So what do you see from here? That when it says Maka Avim, he didn't die. Because if he died, it would have said he died. So that's how you know you're chaya for hitting your father and your mother, even if your father and mother didn't die. So B'derech Agav, the Gemara says, we just mentioned this pasuk. And really, there's another pasuk. There's many psukim in the Torah that say you're not allowed to kill somebody. Something that now would seem to be so intuitive, the Torah repeats many, many times. So one of the, or two of the psukim is Make ish v'meis moisyumas, and it says kol make nefesh lefi edim yirtzach esaretzeach. Says the Gemara, v'itzrach lemichtav kol make nefesh. The Torah had to say make ish, and it had to say kol make nefesh. Because Rachman of make ish had it only said make ish umeis havamin. I would have thought ish. You only chay for killing an ish. What's an ish? A bar mitzvah boy. The bar mitzvah in katon loy. Because Rachman of kol make nefesh. That's what the other pasuk said. Nefesh. Nefesh means as long as he has a nefesh, atan a shomo, even if he is not a bar mitzvah. Because Rachman of kol make nefesh had it said kol make nefesh havamin afilu nefalu. I would have thought even a nefil. A nefil is also a nefesh. Or even if someone that was born in the 8th month, in the olden days, a baby that was born in the 8th month couldn't die. So the Gemara, I mean, couldn't live. I'm sorry. There was no way the baby was good. As a matter of fact, there's a Sefer Chassidim where he talks that you're not allowed to daven for miracles. It's not Pasha Lalocha. You're allowed to daven for a miracle. So the Sefer Chassidim says you're not allowed to daven for a miracle. And he gives an example. For example, somebody, a mother gives birth to a baby in the 8th month. Matunish davening. You can't even daven for the baby. The baby's for sure going to die. Elamai, you're davening for a miracle? No, we don't daven for miracles. Unbelievable how once upon a time it was. But either way, says the Gemara, Trichi, that's why it had to say Maka Ish. It had to say Maka Nefesh. Maka Ish teaches me that at the very least it can't be a nefil. Maka Nefesh tells me, but it could be a cut. It doesn't have to be a bar mitzvah. So somebody hits his father and his mother, he's chayiv if he makes a chabura. But if he doesn't make a chabura, he just punches him in the nose. For that in and of itself, it's chutzpah, nothing to talk about. He's over kabid asavicha vasimecha. He's over ish imoy for aviv tiro, but maka aviv the imoy moisumas chayiv misa that not. That you're not chayiv. Ad sheyase behem chabura. Oh, makro. Says the Gemara. Maka adam, it says. Umaka behema. How do you know? Meaning, how do you know you're only chayiv? That, okay, no, I skipped the line. Maybe you should be chayiv even if you didn't make a chabura. Meaning, maka aviv imoy moisumas. We know you're only chayiv if you're oisa chabura. Maybe you should be chayiv even if you didn't do a chabura. Alma tanam, why did we learn in the Mishnah? Maka ovi v'imay eni chayiv ad sheyasbem chabura. On makro zok the Gemara, because it says maka adam umaka behema. Ma maka behema ado ovi b'chabura. Just like maka behema, you're only chayiv to pay for damaging a behema if you made a chabura. Dichsiv ba nefesh, because it says the word nefesh. Af maka adam ado ovi b'chabura. So to maka adam, you're only going to be chayiv if you make a chabura. So the Gemara says, now you know that maka ovi v'imo, you're only chayiv if you're oisa chabura. You know it from a pasuk in Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, umaka behema yishalmena, umaka adam yumas. If somebody kills or hits a behema, you shall mena. You have to pay. You're a mazik. You're an adam a mazik. Umaka adam, however, you must. You're going to be chayiv misa. Now, what kind of maka adam is chayiv misa? Maka adam v'imoy. Ordinarily, a maka adam, we said, only if you kill him, you're going to be chayiv misa. This maka adam is obviously talking about maka adam v'imoy. So you have a pasuk that is makish, a maka behema, which is an adam a mazik, to a maka adam, which is a maka of a v'imoy. So we say that just like Adam Amazik, if somebody hits a behema, he's only chayiv if he was Ovid Chabura. And how do I know that? Because it says nefesh. So too, maka Adam is going to be the same thing. You're only going to be chayiv if you're oisa chabura. Says the Gemara, mask of the Rabbi Yirmiya. No way. How could you even make such a premise? You're telling me the only time you're chayiv as a mazik for damaging an animal is if you make it bleed. If somebody would weaken an animal, it would just weaken, it would throw stones at it, it would cause it to weaken. Are you going to tell me you're not going to be chayiv? Of course you're going to be chayiv. Elo, you have to say. If somebody would weaken an animal, it says the Gemara again.
You want to know how you know that a makkah of the ima is chayef only if you're oisach habura? I learned it from the hekesh between a makkah behema and a makkah adam. Umakkah behema yeshalmena, umakkah adam yumas. Now by makkah behema it says umakkah nefesh behema yeshalmena. It's in another pasuk, but it says umakkah nefesh behema. So we know that there's an idea of nefesh by makkah behema. But the Gemara says it can't be that the only time you chayef a makkah behema is if you're makkah nefesh, if you actually cause it to bleed, because it doesn't make sense. If you weaken an animal, hikrisha b'avonim, for that in and of itself you would also be chayef. L'churi, you shouldn't have to actually cause it to bleed. So what we do is we say not hekesh. But in Enoi Inyan, the word nefesh that it says by Makkah Behema, because it doesn't make sense that by Makkah Behema there should be a Tanai of nefesh, Tneyo Inyan LeMakkah Adam, and tell me that Makkah Adam you only chayv if you're Oisach Habura, we're obviously talking about a Makkah of Avi'imoi, because if it's not a Makkah of Avi'imoi, you wouldn't be chayv at all unless you kill him. That's how you know Makkah of Avi'imoi, you're only chayv if you're Oisach Habura. Ele Hekesh Olam. So if we're not using the Hekesh to teach me Achiyasa B'Chabura, what do you do with the Hekesh? So the Gemara says, what's Tanya Devechiskiya? So Tanya Devechiskiya is discussing other places in Shas. We actually had it not so long ago in the Daf, where the Gemara learns the halach of kamla b'derabim in is true. Even if a person does that veira, shes doinoy misa b'shoygig ba'oynish le b'schaven, even there you're going to have the halach of kamla. So Tanav Echizkiya taught me a very important halach in the sugis of kamla b'derabim in, and it was based on the hekesh between makkah behema and makkah. But honi chalaman desa Tanav Echizkiya, the Gemara says, el laman desa Tanav Echizkiya kei shalom li, it's machloikis Rabbi Eichen, Rish Lakish Rashi says in Perek Eilu Nairis, where they even hold of Tanav Echizkiya. So if you don't hold of Tanav Echizkiya, what are you going to do with Hekish? So the Gemara says you learn that another halacha. Ma makke behemel l'refuah pata. Just like if someone's makke behemel l'refuah, somebody damages an animal, but he's doing it for refuah, you pata af makke adam l'refuah pata. So too, if someone's makke adam, somebody hurts his father, he causes his father to bleed, but he does it for refuah, he's a doctor, for example, pater. In fact, it was a shayla. Ben maushi yakis dam l'ofet. Could a son bloodlet for his father? Could he cause his father to bleed, but he's doing it l'refuah? Rav Masna, Rav Masna said, we have to reacha kamaycha. The reason you're not allowed to hit your father is because it's not kind. But if your father wants you to do it, you're a doctor, you're a big professional, you're a specialist, so another would make sense that it should be okay. So we have to reacha kamaycha says it's okay. Rav Dimi bar Chinin Amar, he learns it from this hekesh. Makkah Adam u'makkah behema. Ma makkah behema l'refuah pater. Just makkah behema, if someone does a l'refuah, he's going to be pater. Makkah Adam l'refuah pater. So too, if someone's makkah Adam l'refuah, he's going to be potter. So you want to know what you do with the hekesh? I learned this halacha that a son is allowed to be makis dam for his father. One last gemara. Rav le shavik lebrei le mishkol stila. Rav didn't let his son take a splinter out from him. Mar brei de ravina lo shavik lebrei le miftach le kafsa. He didn't let him pop a pus pimple. Why dilma chavel? He was afraid that he may cause him to bleed. Favale shiga sisser. Now, so there's a shayla in the rishonim. Did these two amiram, do they argue with what we just said? We just said that if you're doing a l'refuah, it's okay. So some say no. It could be that really they agree l'refuah, it's okay. But at the end of the day, it's a risky job. You know, sometimes the doctor cuts more than he's supposed to cut. He takes off more than he's supposed to take off. He can make him bleed when really he wasn't supposed to make him bleed. So they held it was a slippery slope. And it's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. Rav, you worry. Don't let somebody, you don't want a son to take a splinter out because he might cause him to bleed. So for that price, he shouldn't let anyone do it. Because Reuven's never allowed to cause Shimon to bleed. Now, he's not chayiv misa, but lo Yosef and Yosef is not something you're allowed to do. So achanami, he shouldn't have allowed anyone to do it to the extent he was concerned. So the Gemara says, achas shigi yaslab, b'noi shigi yaschanik. If somebody else by mistake causes somebody to bleed, so what do you do by mistake? He did an avera for which there's a shigi yaslav. All it is a loisase, but over here, really what it is, it's Mises Bezin, so we'll already pick up on this note in the next staff. But either way, so we started here in a nice sugya, the halacha of makka of v'imai. So if somebody hits his father, it's a pasuk of the Torah, you must, he's chayiv misa. What does makka of v'imai mean? It doesn't mean you have to kill him. Anybody you kill, you chayiv misa. We don't need a pasuk to say of v'imai. It also doesn't mean you just hit him. What it means is, if somebody hits his father, he was oisa chabura. Over there, the halacha is that he's going to be chayiv misa. What about if he did a letzorech refuah? So the pashtus in the Gemara is letzorech refuah, it's going to be okay. How do you know that? I know it from the hekesh between makkah, or the makkah behema.
Maybe the Gemara said, I even know from the Pasuk, V'yahavtu re'echa k'moicha, stating that to Amiram, they were very makpid, they never wanted their son to touch them. Don't touch me in a way that may cause me to bleed, because even though I know maybe you don't have the wrong intentions, but b'shoigig you may do it, and even though maybe it's okay to do, but it's still something that he preferred staying away from.